now, the rest of the story. June of 1941, a train sped eastward across the Midwestern plains, a train called the New England States, bound for Cambridge, Massachusetts. Among the travelers was a teenage high school graduate named Jack. In Cambridge, he would take his entrance exam for the prestigious Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, Jack's big dream. As twilight fell, the rhythmic rumble of the rails lulled Jack into a wistful reverie. His father was an electrical engineer. He had worked at a number of energy plants before becoming president of the Kansas Power Company, headquartered in Great Bend. In summertime, Jack and his father would drive from one facility to another, checking on this and that. But it was not until the blizzard of 37 that Jack really became interested in electrical engineering, for it was then, when roads were engulfed in white and many telephone lines were down, that Dad borrowed a neighbor's ham radio to stay in touch with his power company's sprawling operations, and predictably, young Jack was fascinated. When the fledgling FCC began requiring licenses for hams, Jack studied for weeks to pass the test, and he did, and then he tinkered with his own radio set, managed to put it together from scavenged parts, slowly upgraded the system. By freshman year of high school, there was no doubt in his mind, someday Jack would be an electrical engineer, just like his father. And there was that same young man now on a train bound for Cambridge, planning confidently for an education at MIT, filled with great expectations. For an engineer just starting out, there were few endorsements as impressive as a degree from MIT. Jack was determined to get one. Well, this is the rest of the story. 17 years later, on a humid day in Dallas, Texas, an electrical engineer named Jack Kilby sat alone in the Texas Instruments Semiconductor Laboratory, and it was there and then that Jack came up with what has since been referred to as the monolithic idea. That day, the silicon chip was born. Day after day, while his colleagues were on vacation, Jack had sketched and modified and refined, and when his colleagues returned, he explained his brainchild. For that, the world's first integrated circuit, and for a subsequent invention, the handheld calculator, Jack Kilby became famous. Today, his picture hangs in a Hall of Fame in Washington between portraits of Ernest Lawrence, who invented the cyclotron, and Henry Ford. 40 years later, Jack Kilby has received more than 50 patents. He has won all top engineering awards. I said he has won all of the top awards for engineering. He's credited with the assassination of the slide rule and for the launching of the Second Industrial Revolution. And for these enormous achievements, his alma mater is understandably most proud. The college from which he graduated, the University of Illinois. For you see, despite all of the adulation he has received in the years since, Supertech Jack Kilby is a little bothered, maybe a bit haunted even yet, by that visit to Cambridge, Massachusetts in the summer of 1941. That's when he took the MIT entrance exam and flunked. And now you know the rest of the story.